How a ground source heat pump works. How a ground source geothermal heat pump moves heat between a building and the earth using a buried loop. The same vapor compression and reversing valve concepts as an air source heat pump, but exchanging heat with stable ground temperatures instead of outdoor air, which is why it's so efficient. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A ground source heat pump GSHB, aka geothermal, is a heat pump that swaps heat with the earth instead of the outdoor air. The refrigeration cycle and the reversing valve are exactly what you already know from air source heat pumps. The difference is on the outdoor side. Instead of a coil and fan fighting 95 degrees summer air or 10 degrees winter air, a geo unit exchanges heat with a buried water loop that sees stable ground temperatures year-round. That stability is the whole reason geo is so efficient. The system always has a friendly outdoors to work against. If you understand a heat pump, you understand 90% of geo. The new 10% is the water loop and the water-to-refrigerant heat exchanger that replace the outdoor coil. How it works. A typical geo unit is water-to-air. It heats or cools the building air like a normal indoor air handler while exchanging heat with water on the loop side. The cycle in cooling. The compressor and reversing valve are set so the indoor air coil is the evaporator. It cools and dehumidifies house air. The heat pulled from the house plus compressor heat is rejected into the water-to-refrigerant heat exchanger, a coaxial or brazed plate exchanger, which dumps it into the ground loop water. The loop carries that heat into the earth, which absorbs it. In heating, the reversing valve flips. The water-to-refrigerant exchanger becomes the evaporator. Refrigerant pulls heat out of the loop water, which is being warmed by the ground. The indoor air coil becomes the condenser. It heats the house air. The cooled loop water goes back into the earth to pick up more heat. Because the ground sits at a moderate, stable temperature, the heat pump never has to work against brutal extremes. In winter, it pulls from about 45 to 55 degrees ground water instead of frigid air. In summer, it rejects to that same moderate ground instead of blazing hot air. Less lift equals high efficiency, high COP, and no defrost cycle needed. There is no frosting outdoor coil. Variations you'll meet. Watery air, most common residential. Heat/cools air via duct system. Water-to-water, makes hot/chilled water for radiant floors, fan coils, or hydronic systems. The loop side is either a closed-loop sealed buried pipe with antifreeze solution or an open-loop well water pump through and discharged, covered in the open vs closed article. In the field, orient the same way every time. It's a heat pump. Find the compressor, reversing valve, metering device S, the indoor air coil, and the water-to-refrigerant heat exchanger, the outdoor coil equivalent. Most GO units are a single cabinet indoors basement/mechanical room, not a split. Find the loop side, supply and return water connections, the loop pump S or flow center, and whether it's closed antifreeze, sealed or open well water in, discharge out. Reversing valve convention. Confirm which mode energizes the valve for the specific unit before diagnosing heating/cooling. Two splits to read. The air side temperature split across the indoor coil and the loop water temperature change entering BS leaving water on the heat exchanger. Both tell you how the machine is doing. A GO unit that's not heating/cooling well is usually either a refrigeration side issue like any heat pump or a loop/water side problem. Low flow. Air in the loop. Thawed exchanger. One loop temps, and the water side is the part that's new to most techs. Normal values and targets. Loop water temperatures closed loop. Entering water to the unit commonly runs somewhere around the mid-30s to about 50 degrees in heating season and warmer, for example, about 70 to 90 degrees in cooling season, depending on climate, loop design, and run time. Stable compared to air. Water temperature rise/drop across the unit. The loop water typically changes on the order of several degrees through the heat exchanger. Manufacturers specify a target water temperature difference and a required GPM. Flow rate, sized roughly around about 2.25 to 3 GPM per ton on many residential systems. Confirm the unit spec. Too little flow tanks performance and can freeze the exchanger in heating. COP/year. High. GO's efficiency advantage comes from the moderate ground temperatures, less lift than air source. No defrost penalty in heating. Airside split. Like any system, a sensible supply to return air temperature difference appropriate to mode and airflow. These are representative. Always verify against the unit's performance data and the loop design. Common faults and what they mean. Weak heating/cooling with normal refrigerant readings. Waterside problem. Low loop flow. Air in the loop. Foul heat exchanger. Or raw entering water temp undersized/short loop. Check water flow and temperature difference. Low loop flow. Airbound loop, failing loop pump/flow center, clogged strainer, or kinked/restricted line. Performance falls off and heating mode can risk freezing the exchanger. Refrigeration faults, same as any heat pump. Low/overcharge, reversing valve, TXV/metering, compressor, controls, high head cooling/low suction heating tied to the loop. Poor heat rejection cooling or poor heat absorption heating from the loop. Often water flow or loop temp related rather than a refrigerant problem. Open loop fouling/scaling. Well, water fouls the exchanger over time, covered in the open vs closed article. Tech tips and gotchas. Treat the water to refrigerant exchanger like the outdoor coil. When a normal heat pump would have an outdoor air problem, dirty coil, low airflow, the geo equivalent is a water side problem, low flow, fouling, air. Read the loop water temperature difference the way you'd read an air split. No defrost on geo. There's no frosting outdoor coil, so don't go looking for a defrost cycle. If a geo ices, it's the heat exchanger freezing from low loop flow/temp and heating. A real problem, not a normal defrost. Always check water flow and loop temps before condemning the refrigeration side. Geo's most common it doesn't heat right calls trace to flow and air in the loop, not the compressor. Know the reversing valve convention for the unit. Geo controls and valve energizing can differ. Confirm before you chase a wrong mode ghost. The ground side is stable, which is the point. If entering water temps are swinging wildly or trending the wrong way over a season, the loop may be undersized or short-circuiting, a design/installation issue, not a quick fix. Safety/code notes. Loop antifreeze solutions and well water discharge are regulated. Closed loop fluids and open loop discharge must follow the applicable environmental/plumbing code and local well rules. Refrigerant work follows EPA Section 608. Be cover. Don't vent. Electrical. Geo units are line voltage equipment with heavy compressor loads. Lockout/verify dead. Confirm disconnect per NEC Section 440. Backup/auxiliary electric heat if equipped draws heavy current. Verify the circuit and sequencing.